hands that keeps it pumped out. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. There's people in trouble in Hamilton, Ohio today because they touched God's anointed. And they won't repent of it. Amen. They know there's a faraway look in their eye that there's too many rivers to cross. They got too much pride. And if they're not careful, they'll die before they'll repent. Amen. That they stuck a sprag in God's windmill when he has done the best he could with the wind that blew across his veins. Amen. To keep the world pumped out. And they didn't like it. And they touched his anointed. And they talked about his prophets. And they turned their children against him. The only chance you got to win your kids to God is for the church and that preacher to get through to them. And if you turn them against the church and the preacher, you ain't got, pardon me if there's any Chinaman here, you ain't got a Chinaman's chance. Amen. Win them to God. Hallelujah. Because the church this morning is the doorway to heaven. Amen. Should I be faithful to the church? Yes. How would you like to come to church? Amen. Since you're the house of God. You're the body of Christ. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost, members in particular. How would you like to come to church on a cold December day, amen, and that door be missing? Oh, you say, so-and-so barred the door. He'll bring it back. And so while he's gone, the cold wind blows through. And somebody else says, well, he barred that door. I'm going to bar this one. I'm going to take it somewhere else. They need a windbreak up here in another church. And someone bar this one. He barred that one. I'm going to bar this one. So you got two doors wide open. And the winter blast is running through. Amen. And you come to church the next Sunday and somebody's took a window out and said, I just want to bar it for a little while. Huh? Yeah, you're getting it. God put you in here for a purpose. Not to skip hop from every church in the country, bless your heart. Amen. To sit down and make this a church effective for God. Amen. To worship God and be faithful to God and be loyal and make this church effective for God. Amen. And so he said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. What if some dark night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, you drove by the church and the front door was gone? What's happened to our front door? Amen. Oh, it's gone. It's not important. We've got other doors. Some other door will take my place. Amen. Amen. Hey, you're the temple of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost dwells in you. Amen. You got a calling. You got a task. Amen. And it's not to be a grasshopper Christian. Amen. What if you came to church some night and one of these big beams, half of them was gone, the other half standing there, and the ceiling snagging? You see, every church has pillars in it. Huh? Hallelujah. Every church has faithful in it. Praise God. Hey, the greatest organism in the world is the church of the living God. It is the body of Christ. If it wasn't for the church tonight, our Constitution wouldn't be worth the paper it's written on. If it wasn't for the church tonight, the laws of the state of Ohio wouldn't be worth the paper they're written on. The United States is one of the only countries in the world that can have vending machines sitting right out in the open. 24 hours a day. Try that in some other countries. The whole vending machine would disappear overnight and you'd never see it again. Amen. Unless you happened into some Hottentots village, amen, and he'd have part of it as a piece of furniture way back in the corner of his house, amen, and go to some other Hottentot's house, amen, and he'd have another part of it as a piece of furniture in his house. When they finally let enough time elapse, they divvied it up. But America's one of the only countries in the world you can have vending machines. Banking machines right out on the street where you get money out of them. Try that in some places. Amen. There wouldn't be no money, no banking machine either after a while. What puts teeth into our laws? What puts a conscience into our nation? What puts a sense of right and wrong in our economy? The church, the Bible, the truth of God is the only thing that puts teeth and a conscience and a sense of right and wrong in everything. Democracy's not working in some new countries because they don't have the backing they need. They've tried to copy the United States and their Constitution, but they don't have the churchly foundation. No moral foundation. Amen. Hey, America is blessed. Why is she blessed? Because the church is a good majority in America. And despite the fact of the gods of sports that men worship, there are more people in church this morning, amen, than attend all the football games put together. Praise God. Oh, today, since the church is the body of Christ, since the church is the doorway to heaven, that puts a new light on these mysterious scriptures. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted. At first glance, we say, I don't know what it means. I don't understand it. Amen. But then, we look at it again and say, what are we? Priests of some Catholic order, some Roman order? Amen. It's supposed to take confessions of people. No. That's the extreme on the other side. Amen. What does it mean? And most folks just throw it down and say, I don't know. I don't know what it means. Amen. But I'll tell you what it means. It means we're His representatives. We're His ambassadors. We are. This very morning, the doorway to heaven. Amen. You know, Jesus didn't finish the work on the Damascus Road. He didn't even send an angel to Paul and tell him to tell him. He sent him to Damascus, and there on a street called Straight. Amen. And God spoke to a Christian, a little unknown Christian, Ananias. Paul's praying over there. Go over and show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Baptize him and open his blinded eyes. Ananias said, I heard about him. He's a bad egg. He come here for no good reason. He come to persecute the church. Amen. Ah, but God said he's all right now. He's praying. Hallelujah. Well, what did he need if he's already praying? What did he need if he's already seen the Lord? What did he need if he's already, as Ananias said, brother Saul when he walked in the door? He was already a brother. Amen. He needed the church to complete the job of his salvation and remit his sins instead of retaining them. Praise God. And Ananias baptized him and washed away his sins and laid hands on him, and his eye scales fell off. And you never hear of Ananias anymore, but don't you forget it. Sister Vaughn, He was a body of Christ. And you are too. Praise God. J.C. Fletcher, he was a body of Christ. And you are too. And I don't care where you move. Amen. Glory to God. J.C.'s moved so many times, he'd be like a preacher if he had chickens down in Kentucky. Amen. When he came in and told his wife was moving, amen, the chickens laid down and crossed their legs. They'd been tied up so many times and moved so many times, they knew it was time to get tied up again. Amen. No matter where you move, J.C., you're the body of Christ. No matter where he takes you, Joyce, you're the body of Christ. Amen. And because you're there on that street, Taria, there's a doorway. Any wayfaring man, our boy, our girl that comes by, amen, you can open the door for him and say, the Lord will save you. The Lord will heal you. The Lord will forgive you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The body of Christ in the world. All important. Praise God. My. When Jacob woke up from that dream, sleeping on a solid rock. And sometimes we think the church is hard. But Jacob was desperate for a pillow. Amen. In those days, you needed a pillow for two reasons. Amen. You didn't want to get too prostrate. And so you needed a pillow to prop up your head so that you'd be ready to run or fight when the enemy approached. You could see him if you heard a noise. Amen. And so in Africa, their pillow is a forked stick about that long. It props their head up as high as it can prop it while they sleep with their hand on their weapon so they can see. Jacob needed a pillow. And he made him one out of a rock. Praise God. And you know what? You're going to need a place to lay your head someday. Amen. You're going to need help sometime. And I'll tell you what, when Jacob woke up from that dream, amen, he realized that he was part and parcel of something great. Hallelujah. And he said, after looking up that golden ladder that stretched all the way down to where he laid his head on that pillow, this is none other than the house of God, and I didn't know it. This is a doorway to heaven. I found the gate. And he piled up a pile of rocks so that when he came back, amen, in time to come, and he made a vow to God and said, if you'll bless me and keep me till I come back here to this pile of rocks, I'll give you the tenth. Praise God. And Jacob laid 10% down, hallelujah, at the gateway of heaven. Hallelujah. And that's where you pay your tithes. At the gateway to heaven. You don't give them to grandma. You don't give them to grandpa. You don't steal from God to give to your kids. Amen. You don't steal from God to give it to the bank to make a payment on your car. You don't steal from God to give it to the mortgage company to make a payment on your house. You bring the 10% back to the house of God. Amen. And keep that windmill pumping. Amen. Because where no oxen is, the crib's clean. Amen. It's clean all right. You don't even have any corn in it. But by the strength of the ox, there is much increase. Hallelujah. I don't think we need a pastor. I think we'll just have a good leader. No pastor. Amen. I'll call across the country and see about churches. Don't believe in pastors. Amen. We'll elevate some member of the church and we'll make them a leader of the church and make them start and stop. You know what happens when they do that? The unanointed gets to loving to have preeminence. And then when an anointed man comes by, they won't give him a chance to minister. Why? They're afraid they'll lose their preeminence. John run into that. Amen. Said he loveth to have preeminence among you. Amen. I'll take care of him when I get there. Amen. Why? Amen. He bore the bars. The decorations, if you will. The scars, if you will. Amen. The torture marks, hallelujah, of a man of God. Oh, Lord, I'm standing. That's a doorway to heaven. Those scarred hands, they bid me lay my burden down. One step will lead me to the arms of my Savior. Goodbye, sin. I'm a turning around. I'm heaven bound. How about you this morning? Amen. Don't you pay any attention into any would-be preacher or leader that says, well, the Lord led me not to go to church. It wasn't the Lord that led him. It was the devil that led him. Because every good work has begun in the church. Every good work in this world. Every great college, every great university in this fruited land, amen, was started by the church. Started by preachers. Amen. And the greatest of men got their start because of the church. It was camp meeting time in Kentucky. Peter Cartwright had blazed a trail across that land of Appalachia. Amen. The people had been praying for days for a move of God. And as they prayed and sought God, a young man began to jump and leap and shout in the camp meeting. A young lady, amen, across the way shouted her braids down, and with the glory of the Lord written across their face, they welcomed the coming of the Spirit. They shouted and danced until they joined hands. A week later, that couple upon whom the Spirit fell were married. Amen. And sometime later, their son was born. His name was Abraham Lincoln. He was a child of a camp meeting. His mother read him the Bible. She gathered him to her knee and taught him the Ten Commandments. At 9 years old, his beloved mother, of whom Lincoln was to reverently say, all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my darling mother. At 9 years old, she lay a-dying, and she called Abraham to her side. And she said, I'm leaving you, Abraham, but I know you'll be a good boy. I've taught you the commandments of the Lord. Keep His commandments. Amen. Abraham grew up to make that his golden text. He went to Springfield, Illinois to become the most honest lawyer, they said, west of China. He was so honest in his appeal and in his pleas that sometimes he would show the opposing side points in his own argument that they had missed. Weak spots. Amen. You know the story. Abraham Lincoln would become one of the greatest, if not the greatest, president that the United States has ever known. A child of a camp meeting. He renewed his faith. The war was over. The nation was celebrating. Amen. And so he got to the theater late. He didn't get to see much of the play. He leaned over and spoke to his wife of his newfound faith in the Lord and how he knew that he was saved. And then it happened. The fateful pistol shot that rang throughout the world. But it didn't kill the Gettysburg Address. It didn't kill the immortal words of Abraham Lincoln. Because at Gettysburg, Lincoln renewed his faith in God. At Gettysburg, there on the graves of thousands of men on both sides, Lincoln renewed his trust in Christ. Amen. A child of a camp meeting. You don't think the church is important? It's all important anywhere you find it. Praise God. Father, bless our broken remarks. For from out of these doors shall come the future. The leaders, the churchmen of tomorrow in Pentecost, as well as other churches across the land. Make this assembly of the called out one special in your sight today. And make it easy for people to pray here, to step out and find God. I beg in Jesus' name. Amen. As we stand, you're standing at the doorway of heaven because you came to church today. Amen. And we're opening it for you. This is our job, to forgive and remit sin 70 times 7 to every penitent. Come on. We don't have any other task. We came for this purpose. God may give us the Holy Ghost and He may fill us with His holy fire and He may give us the power and then we shout and walk the aisles and round the top of the seats. But when He gives it to us, it'll be so we can have more power to win more souls and reach more people and witness more boldly, to open the doors for some wayfaring stranger. The door's wide open. Everybody at the highway is opening that door. Can you say amen, folks? Everybody at the highway be glad to see you come. Can you say amen, folks? Say it loud. Amen. Hallelujah. See there? There's more than 2 or 3 there. They can help you. Come on, let's seek Him. Walk through that door. Walk through that door. Walk through that door. Say,
I have returned to the God of my childhood, to the same simple faith as the child I once knew. Like the prodigal son,
I went my way
for the comforts of home
and the God I outgrew.
I have returned.
I'm coming home.
God of my childhood.
Coming home. Lord, I wandered far away from God. But now,
prophet's Messiah,
I'm coming home.
He's Jesus to me.
Jesus to me.
Eternal deity.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise.
You're in trouble. If you don't like the mission of the church,
I have returned.
You're in trouble if you don't like the gospel preacher. He's more important than kings. Say on thrones. He's more important than presidents and senators and congressmen. For how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear? How shall they preach except they be sent?
Bring them